celebrating the belief that there's always another adventure to look forward to, winter 2021 is getting geared up, and so is the Icon Pass community. Now's the time to connect with the crew and start making plans to get the most out of winter 2021. With an Icon Pass, that means more unique ski destinations near you, more days at the mountain, and a season of brand new adventures. With winter just over the horizon, lock in tomorrow's turns today and get ready to explore wide open spaces and carve endless lines through fresh mountain air. Select the Icon Pass to optimize a full season or kickstart your winter adventures with the Icon Pass Session 4-Day. On sale now, every 2021 Icon Pass comes with Adventure Assurance, giving you the confidence to ride. Discover what mountains and pass options are accessible to you and plan for a winter of adventure at iconpass.com. That's iconpass.com. At Danner, they believe in the quality of their footwear, and Danner's Trail 2650 hikers are made with the company's tried-and-true standard for durability and comfort. Inspired by and named for the 2,650-mile Pacific Crest Trail, these versatile hikers are built to keep you moving quickly and confidently through any terrain. Crafted with lightweight materials meant to withstand tough conditions, they provide traction and stability on uneven ground. An ultra-lightweight foam midsole cushions the foot, while the outsole offers confidence-inspiring grip for every step in any condition. Available with breathable mesh lining or waterproof Gore-Tex, the Trail 2650 is up for a variety of landscapes. Whether hitting the trail or strolling through town, these shoes are ready for the rigors and rewards of your next adventure. You can shop Danner's Trail 2650 hikers online at REI or via danner.com/trail2650. That's danner.com/trail2650. I'm Gail Straub, and you're listening to She Explores. This is the second of a two-part series on plus-size snow gear. Both are available in your feed today.
I think everybody deserves to stand outside in the falling, lightly falling snow and look up and feel warm, dry, and cozy and feel those snowflakes on their face and not have to worry that their thighs hurt or their bum's poking out or they've got, you know, some bare skin showing or they're feeling gross in men's gear or embarrassed about the gear they're wearing. So it's really the customer that really spurs me on and the outdoors itself.
In part one, Marielle Elizabeth talked about how clothing confers access. Your gear doesn't need to be brand new or luxurious, but it does need to cover your body and fit properly. And while that should be possible across sizes in the outdoor industry, it definitely isn't standard. Mom Ballin, founder of Plus Snow, is hoping to change that. Let's jump right into the origin story of Plus Snow, which started in Australia. The story goes back to Mom's childhood.
Basically, I'm a ski shop kid. So my mum had a ski shop when I was a little girl and she sold secondhand clothing to make skiing more accessible to Australians and to families when I was a little girl. So I kind of grew up as that kid going there and it was kind of like my babysitter. So her and I ran the business for many years together and then later my Canadian husband came in and we ran the business together. And as life happens and my mum passed away, I decided and my husband decided together that it would be a good opportunity to try something different in life and see what I could create for myself and for himself. So he went into his own new business and I decided to go into mine. But while I was trying to work out that what that was going to be, I decided to go into a drop shipping model of ski gear in Australia. So I started working from home. My kids were really little. My son was one at the time. And I was buying small amounts of products into my home and then selling them from there, as well as the drop shipping model, which is direct from the supplier's warehouse to the consumer. And part of my old ski shop had a plus size section in my old ski shop when we were a bricks and mortar store. So I started getting in a little bit of product for that and it was selling out really quickly. And basically over that first winter season that I had that online model going, I had three deliveries of plus size clothing, and by the time the second and the third delivery was ordered, it was sold out before it even came to my home to be shipped out again. And I used to love talking to customers, and starting a small business, you're very hands-on with everything. And I had a customer say to me one day, "You should have a website that's plus size snow gear only." And I just thought, gosh, that's a great idea. So because I've been in the ski industry for so long, I went and spoke to my suppliers, and I had one supplier that was already making rental clothing. And she makes amazing fits and cuts in for retail, but also for rental. So I went and spoke to her, and I spoke to another supplier, and I had two suppliers that would make plus size gear for me, so in the size specs that I needed. So yeah, that's basically how Plus Snow was born, and that was 5.5, 6 years ago. And it's been growing since then. I had a couple of good journalists and different people in the industry that realized what I was doing, and they hunted me down and kind of gave me a little bit of press. And once people started to know that I was there, I was just getting busier and busier every winter.
Now, Mon's not plus size herself, and she's very open about that. But while she doesn't have firsthand experience shopping as a plus size person, which would indeed be valuable, her years of experience in retail helped to equip her with skills to make a serious contribution to solving this problem.
As a voice that's, you know, coming from a retailer and coming from experience of sales background and knowing and going to trade shows and having a little bit of experience with big companies and how they work on the wholesale and supply end, I feel like it's something that brings me a lot of joy to be able to do for other people and obviously do for myself as well. I mean, I want to grow my business, but it's not fair that people don't get to go out in the mountains and go outside and enjoy winter. And during COVID, everyone needs to be able to get outside and not necessarily congregate together and, you know, and enjoy the mountains and the winter and the outside and the fresh air. And it ties in with mental health on so many levels, which is a big issue, you know, for me and for everyone during COVID, that, you know, I think if everyone can just get outdoors more, that mentally we're all going to be in a better place as a result.
Mon launched a U.S. version of Plus Snow since she's been in Canada with her husband and children during COVID. They had come over earlier in the year and weren't able to return home. Mon saw a real need for plus-size snow gear in the U.S. too. She explains that for her as a small business, there's a real advantage to focusing on plus-size, and particularly plus-size snow gear, rather than having a full range of sizes across different activities.
You know, that gorgeous customer that suggested it to me in the first place was so on the money with it, as I've learned over the years, that you can't just size up regular size snow gear and expect it to work. You know, you have to have real focus on supporting the people who are in plus size and their shapes and their needs and really being a specialist. And so I've come to tout myself as a specialist and an expert in this area because of my experience.
So you mentioned that you have this experience with retail, so that you have had lots of conversations with wholesalers, you know, through trade shows and through your background and, you know, through to today. What have you learned about the plus size ski apparel market? Like, what have you learned about wholesalers and why they do or do not make that size clothing?
Well, I'm speaking from my experience of coming from Australia. So I don't have as much experience talking with North American companies and the big companies over this side of the world as much. So that's kind of a limitation, I guess, on my answer. But from what I understand and what I know from my lifetime is that manufacturing is expensive and you've got to make it work for you. And it's all about a supply and demand. So what I understand is that when you have a ski shop or you're a retailer and you're creating demand for the wholesaler to make a certain size range, you buy within a certain bell curve of sizes. So, you know, low amount in a small size and in your average size, which used to be a size 12, more, and then it tapers off as you get to the 14 or the 16. So that's the way that you buy. And as a result, that's the way that your customers buy. And then depending on what kind of stock you have left at the end of the season, you can say, oh, well, I've got too many size 16s left. I won't buy as many next year. You know, I sold out of my size 10s or my size 12s this year, so I'll buy more. So it's that kind of self-fulfilling problem in that way. But as far as manufacturers and wholesalers go, they're not getting the demand from the retailer, but they're also not providing the gear that fit the women that they need to fit. So women with bigger thighs and hips, and you know, when it comes to creating sizes that are extended or plus size or without their normal size spec, they have to, there's so much investment involved in that. They have to get new fit testers and new fit models, and they have to create a new spec for their actual fit and their shape. So what they've done incorrectly in the past is they've just sized up. So they will create up to a size 16 or a size extra large, and then they'll just create one more size and see how that goes, or two more sizes and see how that goes. And that's the flaw in creating clothing for plus size women. You can't just spec up from, you know, a fit model that was a size extra small or small, and then expect it to fit plus size women at the opposite end of the size grid. It needs to be specifically tailored to plus size women and their shapes. You know, what I've actually found from some companies when I went to my last trade show is there's companies that are doing plus size, but they're only specking up from the sizes they've currently got, and they've only got one model. And quite often that model is just tiny waist, slightly bigger hips, and then go back to quite a slim thigh. And what I found in some of my most popular styles is that, yes, that hourglass woman in plus sizes does exist, but quite often there's also the shape that is more like an apple or more like a pear. And the women that have big bum hips and thighs, they've basically got nothing. So even an average size woman that is that pear shape, she has to go in and buy an extra large women's size ski pants because her regular size doesn't fit her curves. So she'll end up buying men's gear, and then that creates this false demand in men's gear. But of course it doesn't fit anywhere else, but that's the only option she's got. One other thing I have to add in there as well is when the companies try their plus size gear, they start at the low end of the quality spectrum. So what I mean is, you know, you've got companies, and I won't name any specifically, but there are some companies that are doing plus size snow clothing, but all they're doing is the very basic quality gear. So it starts very often with water resistant pants, which in Australia is ridiculous because it's such wet snow over there, but water resistant pants and low end quality, not very waterproof, not very breathable, doesn't have the technicality that you need, doesn't have the full seam sealing, doesn't have like a Gore-Tex plus size range is completely unheard of. I've been trying to chase it for years, but you just can't find it unless you're going into men's plus sizes. And as I found in my experience, is that 85% of my customers are female. And I do get men who are plus size, but somehow they seem to be catered to in other areas, whether it's work wear or they don't care about style and fit as much. But women who are, you know, really looking for that plus size fashion in the higher quality stuff, it just doesn't exist, even for me, and I can't get it made either. And I guess that's why I'm kind of have realized that it's not about me making my own gear or creating my own range. It's about going to these companies who already have the experience of the technical fabrics and the quality and the eco-friendly fabrics too, and saying, hey, there's a whole segment out here you're not catering to. Why don't you make high-end quality gear for plus-size women so they can get out there and do these through hikes and these multi-day hikes and spend a whole day in the mountains with their friends?
Because part of the subtext there is that it's almost like these companies, going back to that self-fulfilling piece, if you're not even going to invest in making the kind of gear that's going to allow these women to excel in the mountains, like what is going to have them come back to the mountains?
Yeah, exactly. And really, when you get down to the crux of what you just said, it's a stigma. And they're actively excluding a whole segment of people from even getting outdoors and being able to, you know, do all those activities that they want to do at a high level. And slowly we're starting to see in other industries of fitness that plus size bodies can be athletes and they can excel at a high level and they can perform and they can be badass women, you know. And because these companies say, oh, plus size people are fat and lazy and they have no motivation to get outdoors, we're not even going to make gear for them, or they don't want to buy the gear because there's no demand for that gear, because we're not making the gear, because the shop's not selling the gear, because we're not designing the gear properly for them. It's this terrible cycle of stigma attached to plus size people.
Yeah, one way of kind of breaking that is not just on the company side, but on the in the media. So I think the media is starting to pick up on
Correct.
That and telling stories of amazing plus size athletes and also everyday plus size athletes, because I think they're you know just as important as those that excel in a sport.
Absolutely, a you know person that's getting outdoors every day and enjoying the outdoors. You know, that's kind of what we're trying to promote and show to the world, that if we had the gear, people get outdoors more. It's pretty simple.
And maybe that bell curve would shift or expand or just like start to look a little different over time.
Correct. I think there's a few ways that, you know, the companies could do a better job in providing gear in the outdoor industry in general, you know, reducing fast fashion and changing over your models and your styles every year would help the retailer. But that exposure to plus size people in the media and podcasts and people talking about it, and it not just being plus size people talking about it as well, just being part of our conversation as a society. The admiration that I have working in this industry and, you know, following all the plus size people is huge. And I really come to realize and admire so many plus size athletes out there doing really amazing things in their day-to-day life and having goals and being inspiring just by being them. You know, you never know who you're inspiring just by being yourself. And I think it's fantastic.
We'll hear more from Mon after the break. We all know what it's like to be inspired by the landscape around us, and few trails stand out in North America like the Pacific Crest Trail. With 2,650 miles, the Pacific Crest Trail provides a wide variety of terrain over its epic expanse. And when we're in front of ever-changing trails, we need our shoes to be able to step up to the challenge. It's that need for versatility that inspired Danner's new hiking shoe, the Trail 2650. Built to move quickly and confidently through the terrain of your choosing, the Trail 2650 can easily fill the role of a hiker or trainer. For Danner, this meant looking to lightweight materials that could withstand the demands of the trail, like an ultra-lightweight foam midsole, while still keeping comfort and stability in mind. Whether you're out for a day hike, going on a backpacking trip, or simply navigating some technical terrain, Whenever the timing's right to hit the trail, you'll want to be ready to say yes to adventure. The Trail 2650 keeps shifting weather conditions in mind, which is why it comes with a lightweight mesh lining or a waterproof, breathable Gore-Tex option. So keep your eyes focused on that next trek ahead of you, knowing that the foundation you need to get out there can be found on your own 2 feet. The rest is up to you. You can shop Danner's Trail 2650 hikers online at REI or via danner.com/trail2650. That's danner.com/trail2650. Celebrating the belief that there is always another adventure to look forward to, Winter 2021 is getting geared up, and so is the Icon Pass community. Now's the time to start planning winter adventures with your family and friends. Whether it's days with the crew at your home mountain, or if it's trying out skiing or snowboarding for the first time, an Icon Pass unlocks it all. Across more than 40 unique Icon Pass destinations, there's bound to be at least one accessible mountain for you to explore wide open spaces and carve endless lines through fresh mountain air. Put an Icon Pass in your pocket to unlock it all. You can choose from their full Icon Pass at $1,149, the Icon Base Pass at $849, or kickstart your winter adventures with the Icon Pass Session 4-Day at $499, all through early December 2020. No matter your skill level or how often you ride, seek your turns this winter with an Icon Pass. Road trip ready for adventures close to home or further down the road, every experience is one for the books. While the mountains connect us all, it's this unique community that helps to hold us together and reminds us to keep safely seeking joy this season. On sale now, every 2021 Icon Pass comes with Adventure Assurance, including credit towards the 21-22 pass in case of COVID-19 closures, and more time to defer the value of an unused 2021 Icon Pass. No questions asked. Discover pass options and plan for a winter of adventure at iconpass.com. That's iconpass.com. We're back with Mon, founder of Plusto. Do you think you'd be able to speak a little bit more to what you said about, you know, you're an online retail shop. Like, you ideally aren't creating the gear. You're a place where people can find it and people can be served and they can make sure they have the right fit and they can have awesome customer service. But could you speak a little bit more to the fact that you believe that it's going to be brands and maybe even, would you say it's like brands that are already well established out there that are going to be the ones to really make a shift in terms of the product that's available out there?
Absolutely. I have, with what I've done so far, all I've done is I've worked with the companies that are already making ski gear in Australia and now in other countries as well. I've just expanded to another couple of brands as well that are overseas. And, you know, I go to them and say, I love this jacket. I want you to make it in plus size. And then we collaborate together to get the best plus size fit. And sometimes it takes a few years to, you know, create something and then tweak it a little bit and create the best cut and shape for that model. So that's kind of worked really well with my suppliers in Australia. And I think that same thing can happen with, you know, the big brands all over the world. They just need someone who's a specialist or somebody who knows or somebody to really have a proper focus on their plus size range and then create a true plus size range of outdoor gear. Not, like I said, something that's just specced up, but something that is specifically for plus size bodies and plus size shapes and really doing it in a really good way, because it needs to be, in my opinion, it needs to be a company that already has the ability to make the highly technical, you know, fabrics and the qualities and understand shapes and cuts specifically for the sports that people are doing. That way you're not taking away from the focus of creating the plus size range. So you're actually specifically kind of looking toward getting the cut and the shape and the fit right, and then not distracted with creating the technicalities of the fabric and all the other bits and pieces that come with making snow gear and outdoor gear. Because it's not like the fashion industry where you can just make a dress that's stretchy and it's a bit bigger. You know, outdoor gear is so technical. The outdoor industry is really moving into this environmental phase where they're no longer just saying they're environmental and they've got, you know, a couple of environmental pieces in their gear. They're actually moving to be fully environmentally friendly, you know, making, you know, with their fabrics and their pieces that they use on their gear and the way that they distribute and, you know, the whole level. So I think there is a distraction for a lot of wholesalers if you were going to, or manufacturers, if you were going to start from scratch. And that's why if you had the brand that was already trusted. And also it comes down to the fact that if you've got a company like Patagonia that is already admired in that space and they embrace the plus size body shape, imagine the impact that can have across the whole industry, across the whole segment of people who feel all of a sudden included and seen and respected, and they start advertising and putting information or pictures out in the media of these plus size women wearing their gear, and it's not just some woman, you know, hanging off a cliff who's the size 8, you know, it's the everyday woman wearing their really high-end gear.
More mainstream brands serving the plus-size community can have big impacts on the whole industry changing. Mont also extrapolates some of these benefits to those people who are on the edge of plus and straight-sized, and those people who are postpartum or pregnant. Because the truth is, our bodies aren't fixed. They change over time.
It's always been, for me, it's always been about the customer and the appreciation and the love that I get from people who are able to change their life or enjoy their life more as a result, a direct result of what I can do and what I've done. And those random messages that just come in, or the people that say, oh my gosh, I've heard about you, I love what you're doing, and that really kind of spurs me on and makes me really passionate about it. And I didn't realize how passionate I was about it until I start talking to people like yourself, and then I can hear myself go on and on and on and on. And that voice in my head is saying, stop talking, but my mouth just keeps going and going because I'm so excited about it, and I literally live and breathe it. And I love snow so much, which is why Plus Snow was born. It's just been one of those things that has really mentally helped me through my life as something that I can identify that is for me and me myself and my own enjoyment. And I just want to share that with everyone. And I think everybody deserves to stand outside in the falling, lightly falling snow and look up and feel warm, dry and cozy and feel those snowflakes on their face and not have to worry that their thighs hurt or their bum's poking out or they've got, you know, some bare skin showing or they're feeling gross in men's gear or embarrassed about the gear they're wearing. So it's really the customer that really spurs me on and the outdoors itself.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know what I just thought about, and I could be overreaching even, you know, asking this, but I wonder, you know, I think about your mom and having the secondhand ski shop and how she was helping more people get onto the mountain. Do you think she'd be proud of you and what you're doing, how you're making, in certain ways, making skiing more accessible for more people?
You know, I guess that's the one thing about having a mother who's passed away, you're constantly thinking about what she would think. And because we ran the business together over so many years, I 100% I do. It's the one thing that really spurs me on when I think, oh, should I really be investing all this time and money and energy? Should I really be taking this leap at this time? And I am constantly hearing her voice in my head, you know, telling me that I can do it. I was 16 years old when I went to my first trade show. And that year when I came home from my first trade show and she had the ski shop, she basically said to me, here you go. You write all the orders for the ski shop this year. So I've been writing, you know, snow gear orders since I was really, really young. And her confidence in me to just go for it and learn as I go along, you know, has really inspired me. And she was maybe, I don't know this is a true fact, but she was maybe one of the very first female ski shop owners in Australia. And, you know, in the late 1970s, she started her first ski shop. And she said she didn't even expect it to be busy. She just wanted to sit up the back and paint her nails. And she got busy without realizing that it was going to be a thing. And I think it's funny and ironic, or not ironic, but it's funny and, you know, kind of gorgeous that the same thing has happened to me. I started Plus Snow as just a thing that I thought could be cool while I was waiting for my husband to start his new career. And it just took off without me even realizing. And I think when you come from an honest part of business and it just takes off like that, it's really easy to kind of just keep working away at it and helping it to become successful, because it is a true, it comes from a true and an honest place, I guess. And so that's where I hope that people can kind of see that when I talk to them or communicate to them or email them, or they hear me on a, you know, forum or whatever, that they can kind of see that, oh, this girl, she's got thin privilege, but she's catering to the plus size people and she's helping awareness and she's representing and she's doing all the right things, and she's not doing it for her own self. She's doing it for the greater good. So that's, yeah, I think about my mum all the time. You know, she was amazing, and I hope my kids think I'm amazing when they grow up too.
So what are some of your hopes, you know, as you look to the future for Plus Snow, both in US and Australia?
Yeah, and the world, actually. You know, there's a lot of people in the UK, and I had an order today from Israel and another one from Amsterdam, which was a bit exciting. So my hopes are that the big brands will listen and they'll start making plus size gear, and plus size women will be represented in the media and in the outdoor industry, and we'll see more normal shaped bodies doing awesome things. My hope for Plus Snow is that I can continue to grow and hopefully expand, all while maintaining my love for what I do and having balance of family and mountain time. Because coming from a family where everyone owns their own business, it's very easy to get swept away in running the business and not actually getting outdoors, which was the whole reason that you got into it in the first place. So for me, it's finding the balance and the passion and the representation and making a change. And if some big company came along and said, we're going to make all this plus size gear and it's going to be in this quality and my whole business gets shut down, which I hope it won't, but if that did happen, I would be so happy and proud of myself. I think I'd be more proud of myself if that happened, because I would know that I was one of the advocates for change.
Big thank you to Mom Ballin for taking the time to talk. Learn more about Plus Snow by heading to plussnow.com. I've linked the website and social media in the show notes. If you haven't listened to part one featuring plus size advocate and writer Marielle Elizabeth, it's a great compliment to the conversation. Thanks to iCompass and Danner for supporting this two-part series. If you enjoy listening, there are different ways to support us. You can subscribe, leave a review, and share with a friend. And if you'd like to connect, join us in the She Explores podcast Facebook group. Music in this episode is licensed through MusicBed. She Explores is hosted and produced by me, Gail Straub, and is a production of Ravel Media, released on Wednesdays.